Welcome to Music Journeys. I'm Mike Foley. On this edition, Jennifer Dutiel and Kevin Holland, the multi-instrumentalist couple known as October Ember. The duo celebrates October Ember's wonderful new album, The Light Goes Out, But Light Happened, with a show at Natalie's, Friday, August 16th. Here on Music Journeys, Dutiel and Holland share memories of how they met and formed the band. They reveal the inspiration for many of the songs on this new release. We'll blend in a couple of the band's older songs to help tell the story too, and they also share how the Twitch platform has elevated the band's presence and creativity, but also deepened the couple's level of gratitude. Jennifer Dutiel and Kevin Holland of October Ember are featured guests on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
I'm Jennifer Dutiel.
And I'm Kevin Holland. We're October Ember. How about our Twitch thing? Hi, I'm Kev, and this is Jen.
Yeah.
We're married and best friends. And we're October Ember, and
this is our music journey.
This is our music journey.
The Light Goes Out, But Light Happened release from October Ember, and the song sets a tone of appreciation for life's little moments and the wonder of the larger ones. For instance, that first meeting between Jennifer Dutiel and Kevin Holland.
In our Worlds of Music ethnomusicology class
at Ohio State.
Yeah. She was the new girl in class because the first year or so of theory and ear training for the music major, you kind of know everybody that's in there, right? You know, you see the same faces. And all of a sudden, there was this new person in the back of the room. And she was very inquisitive and asked these really poignant, interesting questions and would challenge the instructor on certain ideas. And I was like, is this really?
Well, just, I had questions. I don't know
no,
that I was contrarian.
Yeah, not a contrarian, but just more, you know, wasn't afraid to bring up an interesting
I
point.
I liked having conversations.
And a lot of people were just a little bit quieter, you know, in the class. So she was a little more outspoken. And so I sent my friend. It was very much like a sixth grade, you know, you know, passing notes or whatever. And I said, you know, go find out about, you know, who this person is, because she was in the same choir as my friend. And she brought her over to come and sit with us that day. And we actually started passing notes in class. And we still have that first note that we were kind of getting to know each other with. And then we went out for coffee.
Yeah, he asked me some questions, and I was like, I was not inclined to make a first move, but he asked me some questions. I was like, that sounds like a good thing for us to discuss over coffee after class. my smoothest move of my whole life. And we went to Bernie's Bagels and Distillery, which was such a treasure. And we went and we talked until we ran out of time because we both had to go to work. Mm-hmm. We found out we worked up at near Kenny Center, and both of us worked near on the other side of town. And we got together afterwards, just stayed up all night talking, actually, and like getting to know each other about everything there was to know as 20 and 21 year old us.
We kind of wanted to streamline. We wanted to be kind of honest with each other about our good points and our bad points and see if we were meshing. And 2 days later,
2 days later, I came over and I never left. Like, I moved in with him 2 days later.
We've been together ever since.
So. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just wild to think about that.
That was what, 26 years?
27 years this year.
Years.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm ready to fly, but I've squandered my wings. I try to grow some new ones, but the wounds, they still sting. I look in your eyes and know we still have our rings. And since I get stronger each day, it's time to put my soul on display. I'm diving in the depth of my heart. I'm thriving in the depth of my
So, but we played a lot of music together when we first got together. I don't know if you remember Victorian's Midnight Cafe. Greg there was really super nice and let us play pretty much whenever we wanted to. And we would mostly come in and do an improvised set. We'd bring two clothes baskets full of miscellaneous instruments and just do an improvised thing with a few cover, like a few Leonard Cohen songs mixed in. I don't know that we had any songs written at the time.
No, it was mostly improv, yeah.
Yeah, and then for some reason, I got cold feet about everything. I don't know. I had been in some projects that were more experimental, and I just felt like all of a sudden, like, I don't know where I belong. And we didn't play music together for, like, 17 years. Like, you were releasing stuff and performing and very active still.
But I trying to keep a little flame alive in case she wanted to come out. Not pressure, but just, you know, if you ever want to try collaborating and working on things, that was kind of, you know, always my dream. And so that's where the name comes from, is, you know, the ember is like the little spark of hope kept alive all those years to see if, you know, she would want to come back and collaborate.
October is when we met, and 2 days later I moved in, and 6 years later, the day between those is when we got married.
Yep.
So that's the origin of the name.
That's kind of the name. That's where it comes from. We always come back to, there's a class I took in school, you know, like an English class that it distilled everything down to, like, there are really two themes, Eros and Thanatos, right? Love and death. And everything is a trickle down from that. And so the album title, The Light Goes Out, But Light Happened, we spent a lot of time exploring that consciousness and mortality and the sense of self and free will, trying to be grateful for the things that we have in our lives while they're here. This album is kind of a culmination of a lot of those themes.
We went through some things too the last few years with some personal losses that were really difficult, as a lot of people did in the last few years. And there's an ongoing reflection because it's easy to get distracted. We tend to get distracted by just living and everything that's happening and the bubbly noise of that. And so what we try to come back to try to slow time down because it seems to want to speed up, is that gratitude element that anything exists at all and we get to be a part of it. And that you know, whether you're healthy or unwell, you don't know how long you get to be on this path. Not reflecting on that in a morbid way, but in more of like the way of the Stoics way of like, wow, this is here and in front of us, and how profound it is to to wash the dishes right now. It's kind of pulling from all of these resources of like this, the deep personal loss that we experienced and that the world at large was experiencing, and also the profundity of washing the dishes.
And instead of running away from the intensity of some of that darkness, using it to channel that gratitude and appreciation and a sense of wonder, as you said, about the fact that anything exists at all. Your sense of awareness to make sure that when you're in it, each and every moment, you're trying to be as present as you can. Remind yourself of that wonder of the universe, you know.
There are some songs that are tangential from that, but not very much. You know, I would say like Heart has a different kind of spirit to it.
Gonna tear this poetry down. When no one's left around, I finally rest beneath the ground. And my end will soon begin. Before I start, 'cause I just can't stand to feel. Gonna cut a rise of wounds and hope that soon I will heal. 'Cause I just need reprieve from this black heart. Yes, I just need to leave behind this heart.
That one is more about the feeling almost chafed from the intensity of the emotion and feeling like I just need a little bit of a timeout from life's intensity.
And then Hold On comes from a different place as well. It's very Spartanly recorded song compared to the rest of the album. We recorded that one live in our home studio where we did all of the recording. Actually, Kevin is our recording and mixing and mastering engineer. But Hold On is all of these thoughts, some of which are rather heavy, and if they start to weigh you down too much, or if the intensity of all of it is getting to be too much, just
pause, take a moment, and try to see the moment through to get to the other side. It's written kind of as an emotional life preserver.
When it feels like it's time to let go, hold on. The light's always there, but it's not what you need. The darkness is warm. It's okay to bleed. Don't try to smile, just take a slow breath. Your mind and ponder what's left. like it's time to let go. Hold on. When life has just broken your soul, hold on. There's always one voice out there pleading, hold on.
Jen jokes that a lot of times I like to have, she puts it, guitar toys, you know, kind of fun, interesting guitar parts that, you know, technically kind of challenging bits. That's a fun way for me to write, to see if we can write something that maybe aspires to some of the poignancy of like a Leonard Cohen lyric, but also has some kind of interesting instrumental quality too, because we listen to a lot of instrumental work as well. So for those reasons, Last and Wheel have some fun technical guitar parts that I have to continue to practice.
Wheel is really fun to play together. It's got some fun piano bits with you, so there's a bit of an instrumental dancing that occurs on that one.
Stream on Twitch 3 times a week and have been fortunate enough to build a really lovely community there. It's changed our lives in a lot of ways.
For sure.
Because we live in a very busy time and it's hard to sometimes be able to get the attention on the work that you're doing. And so we don't take it for granted. And we have this wonderful community that shows up and they know the lyrics to what we're doing and they have favorites. And they say things like, you know, I want you to play that on at my funeral. And like these really profound points of contact with other humans all across the globe. And so the final track, Thank You, was kind of an homage to them, but also just our relationship and the fact that we're here for each other, you know, and it's a simple thing just to be present. It can mean the world to somebody.
So. Thank somebody for choosing to keep showing up. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
we've been surprised when somebody will say which song is their favorite. Sometimes we're like, whoa, that we didn't expect that to be the case.
And the reason sometimes.
And the reason sometimes. And so because everybody has, this speaks to your whole, maybe slow down a little bit. Because you don't know, like, as well as I know you, I don't know your whole story. You have an internal life, right? And same thing here. So with any of the work that we do, wanting it to reach people's ears, we're delighted by that. If it speaks to some part of their story.
A crack of light.
Reflecting on it a little bit more, we've both been saved in certain ways by the artists that have come before us. You know, those dark hours where you're feeling alone and lost and life is really quite challenging. Listening to a particular piece of music or reading a particular poem, those artists that may have been gone for hundreds of years, their spirit carries on and helps people that they will never meet, right? It's that idea of, you know, planting trees whose shade you'll never enjoy, right? So if we're able to somehow pay it forward and provide that kind of warmth and comfort for other people and be part of that thread of kindness, it'd be a pretty nice thing to be able to do.
Yeah, the ultimate honor is to leave some kind of ripple in the ponds of people who we may not even meet.
And planets floating by, I would yearn for contact, though my light would blind their eyes. But there is one gift I give that might help them all to live. My particles of photons may propagate the skies. I'd send them waves, send them waves, send them waves. I'd send them waves.
What does music mean to each of you, and how special is it to be able to do that together?
So we all have to choose how we spend our time that we do have, or hopefully we get to choose if we're privileged enough to be able to do that. So making this intentional move towards working together on the creative elements of things when we do, but also all of the administrative things that have to happen when you're an independent artist. Because, I mean, it's, you wear a lot of hats, right, with managing and promoting and all of these things. But getting to do all of those things together, I can't think of a better way to spend my time in life. It's really, it's very special.
Yeah, it's a dream life. You know, it's not without its challenges, just like anyone's life. But they're the kinds of challenges that we appreciate. There's, you know, this idea, you know, life is suffering, right? This kind of Zen Buddhist mindset. And you're going to have struggle in life. You're not going to get away from it. You're never going to have a perfect situation. So you just have to kind of choose the types of struggles and challenges and issues that you face if you have the chance to do that, you know, as Jen said, if you're privileged to have that opportunity. But as far as what it means, you know, outside of outside of Jen, guitar is my best friend. Music has carried me through. If I don't play for a little while, I can feel myself sinking. I can feel my chemicals firing in ways that don't make me feel as healthy. So it's, you know, creative work is, I think, what's it, Viktor Frankl said, you know, there are three meanings, right, for humankind, you know, in creative work and love and suffering for a purpose. And so creative work is really such a profound thing to be able to do. And the fact that we get to do it together means that we are really savoring the time that we do have before we don't have it.
We had a taste of I think, like, both of us having different kinds of jobs than music when we were in California. And it was so problematic for us as individuals and as a couple. Mm-hmm. So it was like you have to try something to know that you're going to hate it. Mm-hmm. And we tried it, and it was so rough. Mm-hmm. So on the other side of it, then you say, oh, well, what can I move towards that I can really try to savor every day? And yep. And but there's, like you mentioned, there's definitely struggles. I mean, you don't know how it's all going to go. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know how things will be received. You don't know how the pieces are going to connect, but that's a struggle we're willing to take on, I guess.
Yeah. And, you know, the catalyst for this group forming, trillions of moments of causality that brought us to this point, even when it gets hard, we try to pause and take stock of, like, yeah, but this is, we're choosing to do this, you know, hopefully beautiful thing together.
Jennifer, Kevin, beautiful album. Thank you so much for making this music and for spending some time with Music Journeys.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a delight to talk with you. You're just terrific. Thank you.
We really appreciate it, Mike. Thank you very much.
A reminder that October Ember has a show at Natalie's Friday, August 16th. Natalie'sGrandview.com for more information on that. And for additional performances around the area, visit octoberember.com. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.